After 6 weeks of declining new COVID-19 cases in Springfield, Massachusetts, there's been a slight surge. Springfield recorded 593 confirmed new COVID-19 cases last week, an increase of 62 cases from the week before. Health and Human Services Commissioner Helen Colton-Harris said her office is drilling down the available data to find a cause for the increase in cases. There's speculation it could be tied to people who ignored public health guidance and attended Super Bowl parties.
Potentially, it could be a Super Bowl surge. We're not sure. But what we do know is that it is small clusters of individuals gathering.
A majority of the new cases were in people under age 50. Colton-Harris said there was also an increase in positive tests of students on some of the college campuses in the city. Until last week, the number of new COVID-19 cases in Springfield had been falling week over week after peaking at 1,177 new cases during the first week in January. Speaking at Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno's weekly COVID-19 response update, Colton-Harris said it's been recently observed that some large retailers in the city are becoming lax in enforcing both face covering requirements and the 40% of capacity cap on customers. She said no fines were assessed recently, but verbal warnings were made.
We are still out there. We are still in a pandemic, and we will still enforce the regulations as put forth by the governor's office.
Sarno said he remains hopeful the state will allocate coronavirus vaccine to the city's health department so that neighborhood clinics can be stood up.
And we strategically placed them, 10 sites throughout the city of Springfield, our neighborhood, some in public buildings, some in houses of worship, you know, St. John's and others, and also working with Bay State and Stick. So we're ready to go.
One of the state's large-scale vaccination sites is located at the Eastfield Mall in Springfield, but it's largely inaccessible to people who do not have access to a car. In discussing how the Baker administration plans to direct additional resources to Springfield and 19 other municipalities hit hard by the pandemic, transportation to vaccination sites has come up, said Sarno.
We would be more than happy to try to get those type of assets here to have some type of structured transportation if possible, following all the COVID-19 protocol aspects.
As of Monday, the city's health department was in the process of totaling how many city residents have been vaccinated at the Eastfield Mall site. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill with WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.